club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Obviously, a personal email between myself and Steve where, Ryan's name was obviously included. All I can say is that, it wasn't intended a personal attack on Ryan. When I stuff up, I'm human like everybody else, and I hope I haven't caused any grief or anything with Ryan. I've actually reached out to him personally myself.
MG, that is the voice of TFH Hire Services CEO Brett Thomas backflipping on his decision to part ways with the Gold Coast Titans off the back of Ryan James' welcome to country speech at the NRL Grand Final.
Yeah, it takes a big man to admit they were wrong, and that's what the boss of Titans sponsor has done there, Brett Thomas of TFH. I applaud his reconsideration in this case, and well done.
Well said.
Well done.
Well said. You gave him a serve the other day, and now you're giving him a pat on the back for, as you say, admitting to his mistake.
We all make mistakes.
Absolutely. Drew Mitchell's going to join us on the show tonight to talk World Cup quarterfinals. We've got WWE tickets up for grabs. When you hear the ding, 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 that is your cue to call us if you want to win those tickets. MG, the return of your favourite radio game.
Blankety Blanks.
Sporting Blankety Blanks, which means producer Charlie will be joining us in the studio before 7 o'clock. And I've got a bone to pick with producer Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you want to stick around for that. That's coming up just before 7 o'clock. But up next, Nelson Asofa-Solomona. He's been hit with a suspended $15,000 fine and a three-match suspension, which rules him out of New Zealand's test matches against Australia and the tour against Great Britain.
As John McEnroe once said, you cannot be serious.
You're not happy with it?
No, not at all. You can't miss test matches for that.
All right, MG's going to get stuck into the punishment handed down to the Melbourne Ford. What do you think? 133353, does the punishment fit the crime? Want to get your take on the Bali Brawl.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Let's do this.
Trending now.
That's what I wanted to get to. Trending now. MG, the announcement has been handed down today from the NRL's integrity unit that Nelson Asofa-Solomona, the videos emerging of him getting in a punch-up in Bali, they have handed down their punishment. It is a suspended fine of $15,000 plus a suspension for the three upcoming test matches he was due to represent New Zealand in. New Zealand scheduled to play Australia once as well as Great Britain twice. So he will miss all three of those test matches.
Yeah, I'm all for the suspended sentence of the fine, but it's a very disappointing outcome for Nelson. I don't think he should miss a test match for what he did to help a mate, honestly. I've never seen such a more openly supportive siding for an NRL player who's deemed to transgress. It's kind of been widespread. I think most people would put themselves in that situation that Nelson put himself in and say, what would you do?
Mm.
And what, because he's a football player? And I know the football players are under the microscope more than others in this city. And I think they get that now. But for what he did, I think, and for the outcry which went a long way around this nation, I think the majority of it was on his side, and I certainly don't want to see a bloke miss a test match to represent his country because he was helping a mate in a bar fight. A bloke was coming at him with a broken bottle. So, really?
133353, want to get your take. Does the punishment fit the crime? John in Blacktown, is it a fair punishment?
Not at all, mate. I can't believe it. G'day, MG Liam.
Hey, Johnny.
I listen to you all the time, but honestly, I can't believe it, mate. He was doing what every other bloody Aussie or Kiwi or anyone else would have done for their mate. And just because he's an NRL player doesn't mean he's not human.
Yeah, thank you.
And you get so many idiots that want to try their luck and big note themselves and get a name for themselves against these players. Mate, good on him for sticking up for his mate. And who the hell are the NRL to think that they can fine the guy $15,000 and suspend him for 3 weeks? They've got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Johnny. Very passionate. Let's give John a T-shirt.
All right, we've got a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt coming your way, John. Thanks for the call. Greg in Yowie Bay, fair punishment. Looked like we might have lost Greg there for a moment. Trey in Penrith, is it a fair punishment for Nelson Asofa-Solomona?
Absolutely not, mate. Hi, Liam. Hi, MG.
Hey, Trey.
I've been a footy player my whole life. I've grown up playing footy, and it's nothing that I wouldn't do for a single mate of mine, whether they're a footy player or not. You always back up your mate. I think it's ridiculous that the NRL want to impose this punishment when earlier today, before they announced their punishment, I read that the NRL integrity unit had actually cleared Solomona of everything. And then the NRL come out 2 hours later and hand down this punishment. If the NRL want to put out a punishment, why don't they ban him from the first three games of next season? Yeah. See, when the NRL is that competition season, they don't run the international game.
Yeah, Trey,
that's an interesting point.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point, Trey. And I get that the NRL are jumping at shadows because of the off-season we had last year. I get that, but they've missed the mark on this one. They've missed the mark. Again, when we see something untoward on a rugby league field, we know we've seen it if we're keen observers. And we're keen observers of this case, which was all over the front and back pages for the last week. And I think to Amanda, look, you're going to get 10% who disagree with us, and that's fine. They're entitled to that opinion. But overall, it's the wrong decision.
Trey, let's throw a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt his way as well. Interestingly, the punishment was imposed in conjunction with the Melbourne Storm. The Storm has been kept across the whole process. Obviously, they are his employers. From all reports that we can gather, Nelson was probably in line to earn about $15,000 in these three test matches, about $5,000 a test match. So maybe that comes into consideration there. Nelson did give a statement through the Melbourne Storm. He said, Sully is one of my, referring to Vunivalu, Sully is one of my closest friends, and obviously I would never have reacted that way had he not been assaulted earlier inside the bar. Looking back on this incident, could this have been handled differently? Yes, I could have picked up Sully and got out of there. Unfortunately, that's not the way it played out. I understand that as a Storm and NRL player, I'm a role model for kids, and I want them to know that meeting violence with violence is not the solution. So I think that's a telling statement there.
Oh, well, it's well said. Mm. It's well put together statement by the Storm, but you can't judge unpredictability. And when you're in a bar with your mates having a drink and someone's king at your friend for no reason,
yeah,
your emotion takes over. Yeah. I'm sorry. When someone's coming at you with a glass bottle, come on, man, what, are you just going to let him come at you? No cold-blooded man or woman would let that happen.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're going to change gears, MG, up next. The World Cup quarterfinals start this weekend. Australia taking on the Pommies.
Yeah.
We've got the Wallabies all-time leading try scorer at World Cups joining us next. Drew Mitchell on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, the Rugby World Cup is at the pointy end. We're at the quarterfinals.
Oh, it's getting exciting. And I must confess, our next guest, when asked upon who would be the dark horse of the competition, pre-comp, he said Japan. And wasn't he right?
He's been spot on. We're going to get to that. They're obviously taking on South Africa in the quarterfinals. We welcome in, still, the Wallabies' greatest ever try scorer in a World Cup, Drew Mitchell. G'day, Drew.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Fantastic, Mitch. So we believe that you're touching down just as the Aussies take the field almost.
Well, I'll be there in the morning. I'll be getting into Oita in tomorrow morning.
So beautiful.
I'll be donning a scarf and losing my voice in support of the boys.
And is your old mate Adam Ashley Cooper any danger of going past you in the try scoring stakes at World Cups? Has he managed to get across the line?
I mean, unfortunately, he's not getting a jersey this weekend, so his teammates need to do him a big favour and get through to the next week just to give his chances some hope. But I don't know, he's probably more in danger of having a few beers with me the night before.
All right, Drew, let's take a closer look at this matchup between England and Australia. Interesting selections on both sides. Michael Checker opting to go with the young kid, Jordan Pataia. The Poms making some interesting changes as well.
It's an interesting one, actually, just seeing... yesterday, the English team being announced and then dropping their normal 10 in George Ford. I thought that was really quite a surprise. And then they've got Slade at outside centre, who's going to be going up against our little young gun. I say little, that's the wrong word. He's a young gun, but he's a big man.
Oh, yeah.
At 19-year-old Jordan Pateo in his third ever test match. So I'm right behind the attacking selection, just making them pick a team or making them have to strategise about how they shut down our attack. And, you know, you look at Kirtley Beale at fullback and Jordan Pataia, arguably two of the most instinctive players in Australian rugby. They've only played limited minutes together, but it looked like they'd been playing for years together because they read the game in a similar way. So I'm looking forward to seeing those two play off one another.
Hear, hear. I think it's a bold move by Czech, and I love it. I think it signals to the English that we're going to come at you and we're going to come at you strong.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what has to happen. There's been a lot said about the percentage of our goal kickers at this World Cup up against, you know, Owen Farrell of England. He's a bit of a sharpshooter. So we're probably not going to win in a kicking duel with him. So that means we've got to score tries and score points. And there's no better way to do that than having, you know, all the X factor at your disposal out in the field for as long as possible. So Kurt Lebeil from the back, he's primed and ready. Had a bit of a head knock in the last game, but spoke to him through the week. He hasn't had any headaches or anything like that. It's probably, you know what, one of the better ones to get because it means you don't have to do any contact through the week. So he'll be fine. I mean, I'm not encouraging head knocks.
No.
But it does mean, though, that his body's rested throughout the week and he'll be ready to fire tomorrow night.
What do you make, Mitch, of the Eddie Jones bringing in Ricky Stewart into camp?
Yeah, look, I think it's an interesting one. I think because the Raiders went so deep in the NRL final, they won short of winning the whole thing. But this is really the only opportunity that Ricky would have had to go away and do some professional development and see how other coaches in high-performance arenas go about their work. I don't think Ricky Stewart will actually, have any impact or any input even with what happens in those teams. We see it so often with high-level coaches. Just going and seeing how other coaches operate, how other teams and cultures operate. I think good on Ricky for trying to, better develop himself so he can go back and try and get the Raiders.
MG, if anything, Ricky's probably going over there to steal some players from the England team to bring back to his Raiders.
Well, why not?
He's had such great success at it. Hey, Drew, now we need a tip for this game. England taking on Australia tomorrow night. You can catch the game on Fox Sports. 6:15 is the official start time.
Wow.
Who wins? What's the score, Drew?
Australia beat England by 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Man of the match?
Yep. Can't get past Kelly Bill.
Mate, he gets the podcast. He listens. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Drew Mitchell's predictions for the World Cup. He's saying the Wallabies to get over the Poms. You can catch him on Fox Sports, although not this weekend, Drew, because you will be in Oita.
In the air.
Partying on, celebrating, cheering on the boys against the Poms.
Yeah, mate, I can't wait to see them go and get a huge victory over the Poms, and then I'll just be in a nice little onsen on Sunday just recovering. It'll be nice.
Drew, thanks as always, mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG.
Ugh.
This weekend is chock-a-block.
Yes.
It is full to the brim of sport.
It is, as we say, coming out of our yin-yangs.
Yeah, that's what you say.
We say.
No, you
mate, say. Mate, we are a team, mate.
I'm in no way associated with where that's coming out of.
It's our new T-shirts. My yin yang.
No, it's not.
It's not even a word. Come on, mate. Mick-mock.
We're going to talk you through the weekend of sport up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here. Make sure you're listening out for the ding, ding, ding. When you hear it, call us on 133353 if you want to win those wrestling tickets. MG, this weekend is bananas. There is that much sport going on.
Well, it is. It starts as we speak. The Nines are taking place at Bankwest Stadium.
Mm.
The major greyhound race tonight at Wennie Park, the $1 million race. Mm.
So what we're going to do is one of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a sporting public service announcement.
Get your pens and papers.
Get your pens and papers ready. We're going to walk you through everything you need to know about the weekend of sport. First off, let's start with the World Cup Nines. They're already underway,
yep.
MG. The first game, game one, France taking on Lebanon. Lebanon, the Cedars, with a 12-0 lead. They've played 10 minutes in the second half, so it looks like the French are going to run out with a nice little win.
Cedars.
Lebanese are going to run out with a nice little win over the French in game one.
So 9-minute halves, and how many games are on tonight? About a dozen?
Oh, too many to count.
Yeah, great.
The action does not stop.
Perfect. And it goes all day tomorrow.
All day tomorrow. The big game, obviously, tonight for the men is the Aussies taking on the Kiwis. That's at 9 o'clock. But, yeah, it's fantastic action, non-stop, all day today, all tonight and tomorrow at Bankwest Stadium. MJ, who are you tipping for the tournament?
Australia. Dark, and I think that the Smokies are the Fijians.
Well, that's who I'm tipping.
Are you?
And it's based purely on being up close and personal with Mike Acevo at the media day the other day. He is going to destroy this competition. I think he wins the player of the tournament as well.
What about Ponga and Pappenhausen together?
Don't get me wrong. The Australian's going to be very good.
Wow.
But I'm just being a little bit less predictable.
That's okay.
Mike Acevo. Okay, tonight I got berated by, was it Jeff yesterday on the show for not knowing about
from
this.
From Central Coast.
Jeff from the Central Coast. The $1 million chase.
Yes.
He's on at Wentworth Park tonight.
I think we're both going for the same dog.
I think it's the richest greyhound race in the world.
It is.
Well,
I think it is.
And we're both tipping the same. We both picked it purely for its cloth colour.
Well, and the fact that the Wallabies are playing tomorrow night, and there's a bloke called this, Kurt Lee.
Do you know, I didn't even think about that.
No, he's the one in the pink, didn't you?
It's for my daughter. We're both going the number 8 dog in this race. Kurt Lee, the number 8. That kicks off, I think it's 9:25. This race starts at 9:35.
Okay.
At Wentworth Park. So the Sydney Kings are on tonight. 7:15 tip-off against the New Zealand Breakers. Our man, Jay Sean Tate.
How good was he yesterday?
Get around him. That man is a legend.
Great kid.
Great bloke. That's tonight. And then tomorrow. We may as well start with the Everest. The races are on all day at Royal Randwick. But the Everest, 4:15, race number 7 on the program, the richest race on turf in the world. Who are you going with, MG, for this one?
Number 11, Arcadia Queen.
Arcadia Queen.
Yourself?
In her time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
For no other reason.
It's a very, very, very open race.
There you go. It's going to be a belter. We've got the World Cup quarterfinals, 6:15. The Wallabies taking on England.
Yeah, I think we're going to beat I think we'll beat the Poms.
And then the more World Cup nines.
In the World Cup nines, we've got Kiwis versus Ireland tomorrow night. It's just, yeah. If you don't, I often wonder if you didn't like sport. What do you do?
What do you do with your weekends?
What do you do?
Probably spend time with your family.
You can do that as well. You can sit with your kids and your missus in the lounge room. I'm lucky that my family loves sport, but what if you don't? What if one of your your husband or your wife don't like it? That'd be hard, wouldn't it?
I will make a suggestion. If you do have a partner who's not into sport, ING, tell me if you agree with this. I think tomorrow or this weekend, you've got to prioritise what matters to you most over the weekend.
Agreed.
And tell your partner, your husband or your wife, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, hey, this is what I care most about. I'm going to sit down, get comfortable, prioritise. I don't want to be disturbed while I'm watching this. And you almost forego everything else. You don't want to be running to the bathroom, jumping on your KO to try and catch everything. Pick what matters most and then carve out enough time to just watch that.
Yeah, my advice to anyone who's contemplating just sitting in on the lounge all day, having a couple of drinks, watching sport, that you get everything done early in the morning. You got from 8 till 12 to get everything done, because the UFC comes on tomorrow as well instead of Sunday. UFC, for those who like it, is on tomorrow, where we see Chris Weidman going up to light heavyweight. So it's just a plethora as we look over the weekend of sport, just captivating us on every channel nearly.
I love your weekend. For anybody sitting on the couch all weekend,
I won't be doing that. I'm not. You reckon I'm allowed to do that? Jeez. I'm allowed to do this, but
there's the call. 133353. If you want to win those WWE tickets, need to call now.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
An hour of sport with the big guy in the driver's seat. Metaphorically, he's not touching the steering wheel. So come and get it. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here as well. We are right across the Triple M network. MG, we're doing this because the WWE Live returns to Sydney October 21. That's next Monday. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek, or if you're either Alex in Penrith or George in Matcherville, you can win them right here. And of course, MG, this is the Nobody Loses quiz.
That's correct.
Even if you lose today.
But tonight's the big night, isn't it?
You do, yes. Lose today and you get 2 general admission tickets to go along to WWE Live.
Which is nice.
But the winner, the winner. They get the premium fan package, which is basically the best seats.
In the house.
Some drinks, some food, somebody to look after you all night. It's VIP treatment. It's MG treatment. It's how he gets treated everywhere.
You can see the actual sweat falling off the wrestlers.
If you're lucky enough, some of it might land on you. Our carryover champion, the man who dethroned our previous champion yesterday, Alex in Penrith. G'day, Alex.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, buddy. I hope you're feeling lucky, because I think George from Matraville sounds like a bit of a wrestling fan.
G'day, George.
Oh, yeah.
George, the animal steel.
Yeah, right. George, the way this works, your names are your buzzers. MG has a who am I. When you think you know the answer, buzz in with your name. If you're wrong, if you go too early, the other contestant gets to hear the remainder of the clues. Are you gentlemen both ready?
Yep.
MG, take it away.
Yes.
George.
Here we go. I was born July 12, 1977. I made my debut in the WWE in 2002.
Alex.
Oh, Alex has gone early.
Brock Lesnar.
Wow. Amazing. Wow.
Amazing, amazing, okay, amazing.
Well, in 2006, I tried my hand at UFC. My finishing move is the F5.
The F5. Congratulations. Hey, George, we appreciate the ooh yes.
Ooh yeah.
But you still get a couple of general admission tickets for the event next Monday night.
Go on, you, Georgie.
Oh, no.
But, Alex, you have won the premium fan package for WWE Live.
Alex, did you do some research,
no,
mate?
No, that bloke's my hero, man. I've read his book probably about
Stop so, it. Wow.
As soon as you said July 1977, I was,
Oh, well done, buddy.
Alex, we couldn't have had a better winner. Congratulations. Thank you for listening and enjoy WWE Live.
Oh, thank you so much, fellas.
Oh, for everybody who missed out, you can grab tickets. They're available at Ticket Tech. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG's favourite game, Blankety Blanks.
Oh, yeah.
Returns.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It's our final show. The weekend awaits. Massive weekend coming up of sport. In case you missed it, we ran through all the sport this weekend has got in store. Earlier on in the show, make sure you grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG catch-up podcast. A new list came out today, by the way, MG.
It did.
Of all the podcasts in Australia. We're number 23.
Wow,
23.
That's a good number. Michael Jordan.
Punching above.
Shane Warne.
Buddy Franklin.
Buddy Franklin.
All the greats have been number 23, but a Friday show with a lot of sport ahead means we get to play this. Blankety Blanks, Sporting Blankety Blanks. It's MG's favourite game, but it does come with a bit of a hang up.
It does.
We
need a host.
We have to allow producer Charlie into the show on a microphone.
Come here, mate.
Hello, hey, boys. What's happening?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, very good, mate. Looking forward to the weekend.
Now, shall we raise our issue with Charlie before the game or after it?
I think after it. I think we finish the show with it.
We've got something we need to be pulled up on. But take it away, Charlie.
All right, boys. Blank will win the Everest.
Arcadia Queen.
In her time.
Okay. The NRL desperately needs blank.
An interchange reduction.
A draft. I would love to see the NRL. I'd love to see the NRL have an AFL style draft, only because I think it would be a better way to introduce the fans to some of the young talent coming through.
Okay, mate. I thought it was one word answers.
Sorry,
you can elaborate, MG.
Okay, no, I'm joking.
Nelson's punishment should have been blank.
Suspended sentence.
I think I agree with you.
Okay, thanks.
What MG said.
Nice. And finally, boys, blank will be the person we are talking about on Monday.
Jordan Bataia, the young 19-year-old who's been introduced to the Australian side tomorrow night against the Poms. He'll score the winning try.
I think we'll be talking about Peter Volandis.
Okay.
I think the success of the Everest again tomorrow with his very soon-to-be joining of the ARLC as the chairman means he'll be front and centre. And I think he'll probably say something to wind up the Melbourne racing community as well.
Now. Today, we call each other today to give you a bit of a background, and we have a little bit of a production meeting over the phone. And it was supposed to be at 12:30 today, and we both got a text from Charlie saying, can we make it 2 o'clock because I've got to get some shoes.
Yeah, I've got to go shoe shopping. So he's pushed back our production meeting so he can go shoe, which is fine.
That's fine.
We're pretty accommodating.
Yep.
But when we finally had our call, we said, what shoes did you get?
Yeah.
What shoes did you get, Charlie?
Just a pair of brown sort of dress shoes.
Right. And why did you buy these shoes?
Because we're going to the Radio Awards in Brisbane tomorrow.
Radio Awards are in Brisbane tomorrow night. MG, producer Charlie and I are flying up to represent the show because we are nominated.
Good luck, boys.
Along with Digital Tony as well.
Yes. Yeah,
now,
it's black tie, by the way.
Why did you buy brown shoes?
Well, I've got like this blue linen suit, and I googled what goes well with blue suit.
Yep,
and the colour brown appeared everywhere.
Okay, MG.
It is a trendy. Yeah, I know. He's a 24-year-old kid.
If an invitation says black tie,
yes.
What do you wear?
You usually wear a black bow tie or a black tie.
Charlie, what tie are you wearing?
I'm not wearing a tie.
You're just a maverick. you're out of control.
Oh, I'm genuinely concerned he's not going to get let in.
No, he won't. He'll be out the front busking.
How? Now, hey, this is the youth, because 24 years old, he figures a black tie dress code doesn't apply to
he
me.
He thumbs his nose. He just thumbs his nose at authority.
Is it a staunch black tie event, though? I mean, is it? Are we sure it's like, because we saw a black tie, but I mean, is that
that's
like,
yeah, well,
I'll look good.
Look what we've got on. Look what we've got on here in the radio. We've got shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah. And I mean, the radio folk are a little bit more relaxed than most. So, yeah. Look, I think you'll get away with it. But when it says black tie, future events, maybe wear a black tie.
Will do.
Deliver the line that you said today when I asked about why weren't you wearing a tie?
Because it didn't look good.
Yeah, but he also said, our ties are dead.
Ties are dead.
Yeah, ties are dead. Ties are so 2010s.
Yeah.
Why don't you just take a tie and leave it in your pocket in case they say at the door, mate, see, you didn't bring a tie.
Okay.
At Rush Hour Triple M, follow us on Instagram. I'm going to film...
Thank you.
Producer Charlie trying to get into the radio awards tomorrow so you can see what happens. Hey, MG, that's the week. We are done.
Have a great one. Everybody have a safe one. He's Charlie. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.